Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Talk to you briefly today about today's saint, Saint Bibiana, and her example as one of taking full advantage of whatever hand God had given her. Saint Bibiana lived in the 4th century, and she was born to good parents, who her father being a prefect in the Roman government under during the reign of Julian the Apostate. Her parents had converted to the Catholic faith, and when this was made known finally to Julian, he had them persecuted. He couldn't have one of his prefects being a Catholic. And so her father was beaten severely and then sent into exile, during which time he died of his wounds. And her mother, she was beheaded for her faith itself. And then it left Bibiana and her sister. Well, they, being still younger, they didn't put them immediately to death, but they thought, well, we surely can influence them. We surely can get them to renounce their faith. So they stripped them of all of the possessions that they had, and they took and they created an abject poverty for them and sent them to their small home and just said, you know, that's it. You know, you don't have any rights. You don't have any land. You don't have any money. You don't have anything at all. Well, Saint Bibiana and her sister, they made the most of that situation. They didn't let it get them down at all. So they find themselves very hard up on being able to gather food. So what did they do? They used the opportunity to fast during their time in that forced poverty. They found themselves without any kind of land or job or any kind of occupation to occupy a good chunk of their day. So they used that time for prayer. And when the powers that be came back and looked at Bibiana and her sister, they saw that they hadn't wavered in the least. If anything, they were stronger in their beliefs than they had been before. And that even being hungry hadn't even made them move away from their beliefs. So they brought them back in before the tribunals there, and at that point they were asked to renounce their faith. Again, now Bibiana's sister, she proclaimed their faith and fell dead right there, dying a good holy death without having to actually be put to death. But Bibiana, she was meant to suffer a little longer, and so she proclaimed their faith, and they tried to persuade her out of it, bringing someone in to talk to her and to try to convince her otherwise, and you know, promise her things and talk sweetly to her, and she had nothing to do with that whatsoever. She only maintained that constancy in the strength of her faith until finally they decided that nothing was going to work against her, and they tied her to a pillar, and they scourged her to death. Well, with that martyrdom of Bibiana, it's a good example for all of us leading up into what begins tomorrow, Sunday, Advent, the start of Advent. Advent is the penitential season that oftentimes gets forgotten. The church took away the need to fast and abstain that used to be there long, long ago. It took away that fasted abstinence time. And so because of that, people slowly kind of forgot that it actually is a penitential season. But when looked at in the right eyes, it allows us to choose to look forward to and try to find the right penance for us, the thing that's going to help us grow the most ourselves, to choose something of our own right in the way of little offerings to our Lord to prepare ourselves for that good wonderful feast of Christmas. It also allows us to have the reminder that we don't always have to find too many extra things in the way of penance, because our daily lives oftentimes will provide penances for us if we look for them. If we search them out, they'll be there. They come every day. Oftentimes, we can't avoid them anyways. Sometimes, we may have difficulty with people around us, and we think to ourselves, well, gee, you know, it's so easy to grumble about them or complain about them or to look down upon them for something like that. Yet, it's a ready-made sacrifice for us. We can't avoid the situation, so we might as well give it back to God and gain graces and merits for it. Sometimes we might be befallen by some sort of illness, you know, cold or flu or something like that. And there's suffering that's involved there. We can't undo that cold, but we can give it back to our Lord. We sometimes will have work and duties that are trying for us. Every day we have work that we have to do. Well, we can do our job because we have to, or we can offer it up as a little sacrifice, a token to our Lord, to which He greatly rewards us. St. Bibiana had no desire to necessarily be in poverty and to be hungry. But that is the lot that she found herself in during that time of persecution. She could have complained about it. She could have just gone through it because she had to. She could have not merited little from it. But she took what was given to her and she turned it into a great opportunity for grace. Something that ultimately led to her being a saint. A saint that we today celebrate in the Mass. It was simply taking the hand that she was given and making the most of it spiritually. Every one of us is capable of doing the exact same thing. All we have to do is look for those opportunities and capitalize on them and never try to allow a moment go by or we don't try to give it back to our Lord. Everything can be an offering if we really work for that. So it's a nice little goal for you as we lead into holy season of Advent, trying to capitalize on the opportunities that life throws our way at any given time. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.